Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and 3, it says, "And though I give all my goods to feed the poor, but if I have not love, it profits me nothing." But if I have not love. No, love for who? Love for who? Love for the object of your giving. If I do not give out of love for the object of my giving, it profits me nothing. Whenever you give an offering or a tithe to God, it should be because you love Him, or it profits you very little. It's all about relationship. When our giving is not motivated by our love, God is very disappointed, He is hurt, and He is very sad. Because in His mind, your giving to Him is all about your love. Now, we have strange ways as human beings. When it's somebody's party, we feel we need to take a gift, and we give it because it's expected. At Christmas time, the grandchildren are going to be expecting gifts, so this person's going to, my coworker, that loser, they're expecting a gift. My boss, my boss should be giving me a gift, but I've got to give my boss. See, we live with a double standard. We will give because it's expected of us. God says, when you give to me, I only want love gifts. Give to me because you love me. Not out of duty, not out of law. When you give your tithes and offering, God wants it to be because you love Him. Not because some preacher expects it. Not because the people next to you will see you didn't put anything in the plate. Some people will put an empty envelope in. It's not a lot of love in an empty envelope. We're not doing this to please people. We're supposed to be doing it because we love Him. Somebody say amen. Now, the purpose of our giving must change. It must be to honor and worship Him, because that's what He expects. In Psalm 96 and 8, it says, "Ascribe to the Lord the glory that is due His name." Is there glory? Is there honor that we should give to the Lord? Is there? Yeah, that was your time to get involved in the sermon. Amen. Yeah. The scripture goes on to say, bring an offering and worship Him. When we bring our offerings, we are worshiping Him. We're not just giving, folks. It's worship. Remember, to God, giving is a matter of the heart. Because everything God does with you is about relationship. God receives our love when we give to Him willingly. Exodus chapter 25 and verse 2. Listen to what God says about taking offerings. "Speak to the children of Israel, Moses, that they bring me an offering." Number one, offerings are for God. Remember that. Your finances are going to God. And He says, "From everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you shall receive an offering." Now, this is God speaking. He says, everyone who will give willingly with their heart, receive it. In other words, if they are not willing, if they're not giving it from their heart, don't take it from them. Our mentality about offerings must change. God wants your love and your worship when you give. That's what it's really for. Oh, yes, the lights have to be paid. The church has to go on. Things have to be done. But that is not your primary focus. It's not supposed to be about charity. It's supposed to be about love. That is primary to God. The New Testament mirrors the same request in 2 Corinthians 9 and 7. Each man should give what he decides in his heart to give. Listen to God. Write these scriptures down. Pay attention. Where God says heart, he's saying, love me. Will somebody love me, do something for me out of love? Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Now, the word cheerful there means merry. When I took the offering today, thank you, that person who started clapping. Because you're not giving to this church, you're giving to him. Hilarious means overwhelming joy. Actually, it means side-splitting joy. God wants us to be so happy when it's time to give to him. Another translation is the word entertainment. God is entertained when we give to him if we're hilarious. He says, look how much they love me. Oh, look, they're getting excited. They're all clapping to give to me. You say, well, God doesn't care about that. Oh, yes, he does. Oh, yes, he does. Have you ever gotten applause for something you did? Oh, you may try and be humble about it and put your head down and you want to say, oh, stop, stop. But you know you really want to say, keep going. Thank you very much. I'm glad somebody paid attention. God is no different. God is no different. Most days we don't wake up and say, oh, merciful Father, thank you for waking me up this morning. When you woke me up this morning, this little eye opened and I realized I was breathing and I could think in my right mind. Most of us don't do that. We just get up, get dressed, and we're gone. Come on, be real. Some of us say a prayer. We say, oh, Lord, thank you this day for everything. Amen. Be with me. Hallelujah. See you when I get back. Some of us don't even say that. We just think it. We just go. I know you got all that, Lord. So when you give, that's the opportunity. Every week you have an opportunity to say, hey, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for what you did for me. I love you. Love you. Here, this is the best I can give. Now, you know I've been asking you for more, but this is the best you gave me, so this is the best you get this week. We need to be real with God. He's real with us. Don't put any more empty envelopes in the offering. There's nothing in it. If you do, don't write on it. Most people don't write on empty envelopes. We just use them again. You see. Now, just very quickly, let's discuss the faith aspect of giving. Because all of God's principles for life and success are based upon our trusting him. Now, you know, we talk a lot about faith, folks, but listen, to God, it's not about faith. Do you know what it's about? Trust. God has a serious issue with trust. Do you trust me? Do you really trust me? Yes, Lord, I trust you. Okay, well, I'll just put you out in the wilderness for a while. Let's see. And then he listens to see what you say and what you do. He watches. Sometimes he's disappointed. He says, I thought you said you trust me. But since I see that you don't, you'll just stay there for a while until you do. Because the only way out of the wilderness is to trust what I told you. Go read it in the book. You don't know the book. That's why you don't trust me. Get the book, read it. Well, Lord, I don't have time. Well, you have, as long as you're in the wilderness, you have time. Let's be honest. A lot of us don't pick up the Bible till we're in the wilderness. Can I give you a secret? That's why you're in the wilderness. Because God knows you'll pick it up. You'll begin to read it and try and find some way out. And all the time, God is smiling. He's so happy. Because you're reading his word, you're finding out what he finally said to you. There's got to be a passage here that encourages me today, something that's going to help me to get out of this wilderness. Oh, God, please get me out of the wilderness. Oh, please. Oh, here's a good scripture. And we begin to find the word of God, and finally we begin to quote it back to him. The Bible says God watches over his word to perform it. So as you speak the word of God, God says, ha ha, that's right. Now don't give him any Hezekiah 3:6. Half of you are laughing because you don't realize that Hezekiah is not a book in the Bible. But you can laugh now also. You've got to give God his word back because he is watching over his word to perform it. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 6 that without trust, it's impossible to please God. Let me ask you a question. If you're in a relationship with someone you love, is it possible to please you if they don't trust you? Hello, is it? And this is your opportunity to preach again. I'm going to ask you one more time. When you're in a relationship with someone you love, is it a good relationship when they don't trust you? That's exactly right.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
God promises us that when we give, when we sow, there will always be a harvest. But God warns us, he says, don't look at your circumstances to decide if you're going to sow or not. Listen to Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 4. And it says, whoever watches the wind will not sow. Well, you know, if you watch, if you're sowing and it's windy, you try and throw your seed this way and it'll go that way. It just depends where the wind is. So you don't want to sow when it's windy. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. Well, you know, you don't go out and start reaping your harvest when it's a soaking rain. But God says, don't be influenced by the circumstances. Sow your seed in the morning, and at evening, don't allow your hands to be idle. In other words, sow all day long. You have an opportunity to sow, sow, give to God. You have another opportunity, give again. You have another opportunity, give again. If you go to 5 services in one day, give in every single service that you can. For you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. You don't know which harvest will come up as a result of which seed you have sown. Don't rely on one offering to bring you a harvest, especially if that offering was last year. Well, I've given to God. January 1st of 2007, I gave an offering. And I'm still waiting for my harvest. You do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or if all of the sowing you do will bring back a harvest equally well, is what the Bible says. Now, God promises financial success to all who sow. Galatians 6 and 7 says, whatever a man sows, that he will reap. While the earth remains, there will always be seed time and harvest, summer and winter, spring and fall. Listen, sowing and reaping is a part of life. God's not going to take it away. When you give to God, you will receive a harvest. So much so that in 2 Corinthians 9 and 6, God reminds us that whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. But we need to consider this. When you're not sowing at all, what harvest are you expecting to get? Now, some of us really believe in the supernatural. But this is not super, neither is it natural. When you expect God, now this is a farmer, and he has a field. He wants a harvest, but he's expecting God to sow the seed for him. Well, what is he doing? He's praying. Well, what is he doing? He's believing. But folks, that's not super, that's not natural. God will not come and plant seed for a farmer to receive a harvest. No, he provides seed for the sower. You have to sow it. God provides something for you to sow. Well, I need it to pay my bills. Well, then don't look for harvest. Your harvest is your lights will stay on. Now, I'm just being natural with you, okay? Now, listen. We need to understand something. These are God's principles. And the truth of the matter is that without sowing the seed, there is no harvest. Now, I say that, but let me back up. Your harvest will be what you do in your own strength. Because if you go out and work diligently and you do all of those things, you will have a harvest based upon your self-effort and your strength. But if you want a supernatural harvest, you must sow. That's God's designated way. God compounds our giving with interest, returning sometimes 30, 60, and 100-fold. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9 and 10, now he who supplies seed to the sower, he won't sow for you, but he'll supply seed for the sower and bread for food. Bread for food. While you are waiting for the harvest to come, God will bless you with food until your harvest comes. God will make a way for you. You'll be able to put off something. You call them up and say, hey, look, I don't have it. Can you just give me a little more time? Now, let me just say this to you, folks. This all has to do with your faith. I'm not suggesting that you don't pay your bills. What I'm suggesting is that you believe the word of God and give something anyway. I say give according to your faith. I do not call giving to God and following his principles presumption if I'm doing what God tells me to do. But listen, if you can't walk on water, then don't get out there in a storm and sink. I'm being very practical. You may want to just test God that he's going to do what he says. See if God will honor his word by doing something. Lord, you said, whatever I sow, I'll receive. Or you can walk in faith the way God wants us to and give him all that he's asking us to give him. I'm talking about the tithe. God desires us to give our tithes and offerings to him on a regular basis. Of course, the tithe is 10% of our earnings. It represents the first and our best. And actually, it's saying, God, everything else belongs to you too. You give it to the place you're spiritually fed. An offering is above your tithe. It's given as a sacrifice and a service to the Lord. It's usually a free will gift to God. In the book of Malachi, God rebuked his people because they had a problem with giving to him. Malachi chapter 1, 6 to 9, the Lord Almighty said to his priests, a son honors his father and a servant respects his master. Am I your father and your master? But where is my honor? Where is my respect that I deserve? You have despised my name. But you ask, how have we despised your name, Lord? You have despised my name by offering me defiled sacrifices on my altar. Well, what they were doing was they were giving God something, but they were the animals that were blind. They were the animals that were sick and about to die anyway. And they just said, well, we got some sick animals. Yeah, okay, let's give them to God. All he wants us to do is kill them anyway. Listen to what God says. You defile them by saying the altar of the Lord deserves no respect. See, when we don't give God what's due his name, we're saying we don't respect you as our God who takes care of us and honors us. I'm going to tell you the truth. Some people feel I can't give you an offering this week because you didn't bless me. You didn't give me enough. If you had given me enough, see, if you had given me more, there's going to be a whole lot more. But since you've only given me $2 this week, All you get is that 20 cents. Now, if I were you, God, I'd give me at least $100 so I could give you 10. Your tithe is a test of how much you love God and you trust him. Your offering is a test of how much more you love God than the soda pop or the Starbucks you're going to buy this afternoon. Or the great meal you're going to have. Some of us go out every week and we eat. You just give God a tenth of that and he'd be probably satisfied. Listen to what the Lord says, because this is really riveting. It says, when you give blind animals as sacrifices, isn't that wrong? And isn't it wrong to offer animals that are crippled to me and diseased? Try giving gifts like that to your governor and see if he's pleased with it. Says the Lord Almighty. Go ahead, listen. Go ahead, beg God to be merciful to you. But when you bring this kind of offering, why should I show you any favor at all? Says the Lord. God is hurt by what we give him, folks. Why should I answer your prayer? In fact, that's the reason some of our prayers aren't answered, because of what we give to God. You cannot continue to live with a person who loves you dearly and not show your love. After a while, they'll check out. One day you'll come home, they won't be there. Sometimes we pray and the heavens are brass. Let me ask you a question. What are you giving for God?
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab.
The title of today's message is God's Plan for Financial Success, Part 3.
Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, we thank you because you said, if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will you bless us? And so, Lord, we're asking today that you would bless us, that you would heal and help us, that you would deliver us, thank you, Lord. You see what we're going through. You know what we are going through. And we are asking now in the precious name of your Son, Jesus, that you would deliver us and bring us out. Your word says, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And so we ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.